You just heard a snippet of the latest single, Trampoline, by Canadian country rock group Nice Horse. The countdown has begun. Alberta's country rock group Nice Horse is heading to PEI to play one of the biggest country festivals, and that's the Cavendish Beach Music Festival. PEI's Epic Country Music Festival is taking place on July 7th to the 9th, and what a lineup they have. I have teamed up with the event to conduct interviews with some of the Canadian talent leading up to the big day. One of those big Canadian talents is country rock group Nice Horse. These girls are everywhere right now, and I mean everywhere. Here to talk about their latest single, their upcoming tour, new music, and the Cavendish Music Festival is bass player Brandy Sidorek from the Canadian country rock band Nice Horse. Hey, girl.
Hey, Kim, how's it going?
Good. How about you?
I'm good. I'm really good. Thank you.
I miss you guys.
Oh, I know. It's been so long since we've been able to see anybody.
Well, it's been a long time since it was during the pandemic that I spoke to you guys. But man, seems like forever.
How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm so excited for you guys.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, things have been going well.
But to say the least.
We're happy. We are really happy with it. After the last 2 years, we're grateful for all of the good things that are happening, because it's just so easy to know that they could be, that we didn't have them for so long.
Well, everything came to a complete halt. You guys had reinvented what you were doing during the pandemic to begin with. You guys just did so many things. Tell me first, before we get into that, what was it like for you personally? What did you learn about yourself during that time?
Yeah, well, it was really interesting. I feel like all of us in the band had very different reactions at the beginning. And for me, I had this, and this tends to be the person I am a lot of the time, but I had just this like overwhelming, like, it's going to be fine. Like I'm an act and adapt sort of person.
Same
and I'm
here.
Like, it's okay. We're just going to pivot. We're going to, let's change our focus and do this and to get us through. And that's kind of what keeps me going sometimes is the finding the solution or finding a way to adapt to make it work. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of my mentality through almost the entire last 2 years. It was really kind of at the end, this winter where it was so cold and we were still it looked so close. Like it was almost like when I could see the finish line or what I thought could maybe be the finish line. Cause I know we were all questioning where the finish line was. Are we even there yet? I don't know. But I felt it was almost when it was in sight or so close that's when it started getting hard for me. It was way harder for me in the last few months than it was for the first 2 years of it. It's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Is it like overthinking or just, just that anxiety to be able to start back up again, like that energy?
Yeah, I think it's maybe just that, as soon as I could see that there was a chance that we could start again, I just wanted to do it then. Mm-hmm. I was just ready. And I feel like we were all kind of feeling like that. Like everyone was getting a little tired, I think, trying. It was a lot of work I praise all artists and creators who over the pandemic found new ways to create and new ways to be artistic and new ways to send their music and their talents and their skills out into the world. But it's exhausting to be continually doing that, and trying to find those new ways. And I think that it was just so nice to be the idea of getting back and doing truly what I love the most about this business is engaging with fans and other musicians. That's what I love about it. And just seeing it in the horizon, I was like, let's just be there.
Well, man, I was talking about you yesterday and I'm sitting there going, well, I know what their show's like. Like, you guys are like on steroid energy. It's just like, you're so much fun. And it's just, I can't even describe it. I just want to be around that. You guys are the party. You bring the party every single time.
It's so funny. We always jokingly call ourselves the party pumpers.
Yeah.
I think it comes very naturally to us because, I mean, we started this band, like, we were friends before it, and we're friends now, and we're going to be friends afterwards, and it just feels like it to us, it is like it's friends hanging out, and so we have that energy just comes so naturally when we're on stage together. We love being there together.
I laugh because I'm sitting there going, okay, I know what these guys are like when they're normally on the stage, but we're talking about the pandemic and holding these guys back from live music. I wanted to be on that stage when you guys were performing, you know, just to see what you guys hit that stage doing. I just wanted to be around the stage. I just want to be backstage in your trailer, just to see how you guys were. It's just like, you guys are so crazy good, and it's my kind of crazy. I love it.
Oh, thanks. My kind of crazy. Kim, I think we need to write that song. But you know what? I think that it is what has made it fun for us, but it is what made it particularly hard for us in the pandemic, because when it started, Tara was living in Ontario. Katie lives in Vancouver. Krista was living in Calgary, and I normally live in Calgary, but my partner lives in Edmonton. So I was up in Edmonton for a large bulk of the pandemic, and we were in different cities. And I mean, we had to find ways to be together when we weren't together. And so we did, I mean, we found them. And I think it's really truly that has helped kind of help us sustain Nice Horse throughout this entire time. Like we would have Zoom writing sessions together every week. And when that wasn't enough, we started hopping on Facebook Live at 9 a.m. for something we called Wine at 9.
I know. Do you remember? Because right? You had that when I was on the show last time.
I remember, yeah. And then Wine at 9 morphed into something that we really wanted to do and had a goal to do for a while, which was we had started during the pandemic, we started a lifestyle brand called Be Nice Nation that is now part of Nice Horse. And it's a place where we can funnel a few of our other projects that we feel really passionate about, and also help raise money for some causes that we really believe in. And that's something that we did over the last couple of years was start that and grow that. And Wine at 9 became the road case cast under the Be Nice Nation network. Nice. So we, you know, had we not been, you know, forced to only be able to hang out with each other at 9 a.m. on Facebook with a bottle of Pinot Noir, I don't know if we would have ended up doing that.
You know, God love you, because I know you guys and I know your personalities and I know how much you care about every single one of your fans, but you care about the communities that you perform in. You care about what's going on in the world. And that's why I love the fact that you're using your platform and your creativity to create something like that.
Oh, thank you. And we truly do. And it's for us, it's actually, I think if there's a silver lining to think about what came out of this for me, and I believe I can speak for the rest of the band in this as well, is that sometimes like we all get busy and we all get stuck in what we're doing. And I think it really jogged us out of that routine. And it really opened our eyes to some things that we could be doing to actually be doing some good for, you know, making the world a better place beyond just what we do in our everyday life. And so it was really nice to be able to support, you know, to support some projects some things that we believe in, which was really great for us.
I was talking to Tyler Joe Miller earlier and just everything he's done with his nonprofit. Oh, yeah. And I did so much work in the community and across Canada as a safety specialist, and worked with a lot of teens and Teens in Focus that I worked and started up and Show Me the Way Home for Lost and Missing Children. And there was just so much that I cared about, you know, in the community, and want to start incorporating this show with artists And
I love it.
yeah, and there's so much we can do with our platforms, and it's so important that we are creative enough to be able to take a look beyond our scope and what we need to do that's going right on in our community, because it's our own backyards, and there's a lot we can do.
Absolutely. And I feel like NiceHorse, especially, we come by it so honestly. Like I mean, the funny thing is that when we started this band, we were just like, we're friends that started this band. And then we realized, as like, that even just who we were in some ways was, it was shit disturbing. Like the fact that we were an all female
That's a
band.
good way to put it.
Yeah, and it wasn't by any intention. We didn't
Nope.
feel like we were, like, but we were kind of almost just put in that role just from our mere the you know
Shaking
the
it
mere
up.
makeup of this band. Yeah, and so it's funny that, like, I feel like that almost put us in more of a position to really have that platform, because people sometimes see us, I think, just as the people who are willing to buck the trend, because an all-female band in Canadian country music is not the trend.
Yeah, and it was a lot that you guys had to come up against, right? And in
Absolutely.
the beginning,
Yeah.
boy, I remember that well. And I was so rooting for you guys, and I just knew that your personality is just who you were as artists and how you believed in yourselves, that you guys had that capability just to break that door right down, and you did. You really
Yeah.
did.
Thank you. And I mean, I know I sometimes it's I'm happy that it seems that way, because sometimes I even feel like, and I mean, not just, I know, not just as a female artist, like I know there's so many other communities that feel that way, where you're like, it did I break the door down? Did it happen? I don't know. Like, am I
I hear
still
what you're
there?
saying. Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to tell. It's sometimes hard to tell, but like, little victories. And I do think you're right. I think believing, like, we do have a very strong belief in ourselves, and also, like, I also think a very, I would say, and I mean, I speaking for all of my incredibly brilliant bandmates that I get to play music with every day, a very good awareness of our as well too, because that's the thing, is like, you can't go in with sheer belief in yourself, like, because there's constant adjusting. And when we started as a band, we weren't the best band, but no one starting is. But it's what it's if you believe you can be, and you're willing to put the work in, and really willing to, like, be aware of where you are in every moment and where you need to go. We've just always been so focused on that, and not being content with being a good band. We want to be a great band. We want to be a spectacular band, and that's always been our goal. Like, we've never rested on good.
And that is very wise words. Extremely wise words. I'm hoping there's an awful lot of young artists out there who are listening to this part, because yeah, that you couldn't have said it better. You could not have said that better. It's so
Yeah, and it's I hope there are some listening, because it truly is. It's like, it's one of those things that I am constantly reminding myself, because when it like then it be my reaction to when things get hard then becomes, well, what's in my control to do? And a lot of those things are, and for Nice Horse, a lot of that for us was, how do we make our live show the best thing we can make it? And that's always what we've done. Like, it's something that we can, no matter what is going on in the world and the music industry around us, that's something we can do. And there's something comforting in that.
God love you girls. You are making Canada proud, I'm
Oh,
telling you.
thank you. Thank you, Kim.
You are definitely making Canada proud. You guys are so on point, and I just love your approach to your music. I love what you're trying to do with it, and I think that's going to go an awful long way. When young artists are starting out just to make that hit record, that's not what you guys did from the beginning when I first interviewed you. When I interviewed you at the Junos, that's not
Yes.
what you guys were thinking then. And like that was a
No.
couple years ago. And you guys have just leaps and bounds, when it comes to the growth. And you guys were fantastic then. Like it's just crazy how good you guys are.
Oh, thank you. It's so funny, because we've been in rehearsals the last week, Getting ready
Oh,
because we're
yeah, huge.
yeah we're starting to we're, like our summer touring really kind of officially starts tomorrow, and we're out on the road for the next couple of weeks, and it's so the feeling is just it feels indescribable because it feels like something like it feels like a gift to rehearse with each other, and the way things are sounding, the way like I'm so proud of my band because everyone has taken like what could have been a time to just I don't know like sit on the couch and feel really sorry for ourselves, and when, I'm not saying we didn't do any of that because we did some of it I'm sure, but like also taking the time to really improve ourselves as players and as people, and I think that like I can hear it in the in our new music. We recorded new music recently, and we're like testing some of those songs on the road, which I'm really excited
Oh
about
man,
because
that's why I'm saying I missed it when you were on stage with Tebe earlier. And that's what I was talking about.
we
It's like I wish I was there just to see you guys let loose, you know,
oh
after
and that
being
was
in the
so oh
pandemic.
exactly it was like we were let out of the cage,
Yeah.
but it was so it was so great to tour with Tebe, and we were so grateful for him to take us out for like our first tour back after not playing for so long, and it was so fun, and he was such a great touring partner to have for
What
our
a
first time out of the gate again.
great way for him to kick off that tour with you guys.
Oh, it
Did
was
he
so fun. We had a great time.
have any idea just the energy that you would bring to the show?
Well, I will say that Tebe has actually like we played some of our like in some of our earlier days we had played some shows on like fairly early on in our career with Tebe, and so he's unfortunately been subjected to Nice Horse probably far more than he wishes. But it was so I mean he's been a really great supporter of us, and we've been so lucky to have a lot of really great Canadian artists in our corner in our career, and that feels really special to me, and I also just feel like this is a great community of artists, and there's and if I just feel like I see it even more in the last 2 years because now like for like it's a lot easier to still just have mostly Canadian talent like as things we're opening up, and that was like this opportunity to really showcase all of the great Canadian artists that we
It's
do
so
have that
true.
are right here
Yeah.
in our backyard that people should be watching out for because there are great artists already doing great things, and there are great artists coming up.
Oh yeah, and it's just like the music. Everybody digging deeper, recognizing different things about themselves, having a different approach, having the time to take a different approach to music and
Yeah,
to
because
writing. It just makes all the difference. We got some insane, and I'm telling you, insane music coming just in the next 2 years out of the pandemic. We haven't even begun to uncover any of it.
I agree with you. I totally agree. You're right that it is. It gave everybody a moment to kind of like stop and reflect on things. And you know what? I know that's in that reflection, it was different for everybody. I know there's some people who left
A
music.
lot. A lot of lost
Yeah.
it because they just couldn't keep the, it's who am I? It's that identity thing that,
Yeah.
you know, we all go through. But artists especially, when you're up on a stage and that's what you do every day and you're inspired by live music, that's where you get your inspiration from for writing. For that to come to a complete halt, a lot of people just broke, couldn't handle it.
100%. And it's but it does like and sometimes people just get in that routine where it's like they're just doing it to do it,
Yeah, that's
and
true.
there's no reason not to. And I think that this was like a moment for people to like reevaluate and not and maybe not even just maybe not music in total, but their path in music. And so I think it's really great to see people, actually, take some risks and do some different things that maybe wouldn't have necessarily happened. And you're right, I think that's going to change music. I think it's going to evolve music. And that's why I'm here, it's
Well, like you
to be part
guys,
of that evolution.
have been doing so much, you know, when it comes to the writing end of it and things like that, and you've been able to do the co-writes. You're seeing so many artists that were top of their game in bands or whether or not they were solo that were going out and doing the production and working, you know, mentoring and, you know, working as producers and opening up studios, yeah. like Amazon must have just gone absolutely nuts with the amount of product they must have been selling, you know, for people just building their home studios and doing all that stuff, right?
Oh, totally. And I will say this too, like I know for Nice Horse, like, in addition to doing, you know, starting Be Nice Nation and doing all of these other projects and finding ways to be together when we weren't together, we also had music that we were releasing and we had music videos to do. Mm-hmm. And our first one that we had released in the pandemic, Cowgirl, we did as a graphic novel.
And I loved it. Style. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Well, and so we did that. And then our next song after that we released was High School. Mm-hmm. We'd already done the cartoon thing. And so we were like, well, what are we going to do? And Krista and I concepted this idea and we were like, well, we think we can execute this. And so Krista and I like edited and directed the music video for High School. All of us, Katie, Tara, Krista, and I all filmed it on green screens, which we bought from Amazon, and cap and gown for the High School video. Like we were contributing. We were contributing to that, you know, online shopping craze, I suppose. But we didn't have those skills before. Like I had never directed a music video in my life, and Krista was like just like an editing wizard, and we completed this video and it ended up
I know
winning a Country Music Alberta award. It's nominated for a Western Canadian Music Award this year, and we were nominated for Video Director of the Year at the CCMAs, which if someone would have told me 3 years ago that Krista and I were going to be nominated for a CCMA for Video Director of the Year, I would never have believed them.
It's well, just so funny I can with you guys. I can't believe anything that you do is going to touch the gold at this point.
Jimmy was the star of the hometown team. He had the best ride on that Chef did see. Now he manages the local Dairy Queen and he coaches on Saturday. The girl that the girls all wanted to be. She's on
You guys are just so darn creative. You're so talented. As musicians, like, all of you are up for awards. Like, that was sucks. That was crazy. That is unheard of. Special. Yeah.
It was
that's amazing.
Really, really, truly special. And what's, and I mean, it when you think about it too, like, it's monumental in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
Like Krista, for example, there has not been a female drummer that has made it to the final ballot of the CCMA. So it's really exciting that this, you know, that might be possible this year. And that was another thing. Like, I don't know that we would have been nominated in that, in those categories, had we not, like, during, like, you know, we did a lot of work on ourselves as musicians during the pandemic, and we started playing for a lot of other artists because we wanted to support emerging artists.
That's awesome.
And so that was, like, one of the ways that we did help, like, want to help the community, our music community, was by really being involved in that way. And so, you know, it was those awards, the being nominated on the second ballot for those awards is very, very humbling. And we're just so happy.
You guys are so good. Every single one of you are so talented in what you do, the instruments that you play. It is just, as musicians, you guys are top notch, and it's just so nice to see women getting recognized for that, for you guys to be out there and playing like you do. The shows, nobody forgets. Nobody. I don't care who we are in the media. None of us forget who you guys are. And we've noticed that from day one. And it's pretty special.
That really, like, it almost makes me want to cry, just because I'm getting goosebumps just talking about it, because I can't wait. We're going out to play tomorrow. Like, and I just can't, like, I can't wait. Like, I can't wait.
I wish I was there. I miss it.
I know. It's going to be such a fun run for us the next couple weeks. We're playing.
Oh, Lord.
We're playing lots of shows, and it's going to be.
You guys are everywhere. Everywhere.
Oh, yeah. We're playing our first. And I cannot believe that we have not played here before, but we are playing our first Atlantic Canada show.
I know. PI does not know what's coming. I really don't.
I'm just so excited. Like, we're so excited.
You're headlining, girl. You're headlining. That's insane.
I mean, it's so funny because we're headlining the kitchen stage, and then right after us is Luke Combs on the main stage. And so we're like, and then we play after Luke Combs as well, just like a little set.
To close
and we
it
always
out.
Love to say we always love to say in Nice Horse that those sets that we play after, you know, a Luke Combs, we say that we're extreme headlining.
I love that.
So we'll talk to Luke about it. We'll be like, hey, we're extreme headlining for you.
He's going to be going, what?
Yeah, he'll be like, no, you're not.
No, you're not. Oh, yes, we are. You have no idea, but yes, we are. Get ready for it. You have no clue.
Oh, yeah.
I love you guys. You guys deserve everything. Everything Thank that you've you. Got that's on the plate right now, and so much more. And it's coming. You guys are just getting started. I know you guys have been doing this a while, but you know what? You guys are just getting that momentum and just getting started, just to see just a tip of the iceberg of what you guys are capable of.
Oh, thank you. Well, and you know what? I think you're right. And I think that's, I mean, as I was saying, like, in rehearsals this week, I even felt that. And I think I don't ever want to lose that feeling that it's just getting started feeling, because that makes me feel like we just keep arriving at this new place. And and it just feels like, yeah, we're here now, we're just getting started, and then, you know, in 6 months we'll be just getting started on the next thing.
Well, you know what it is, because you guys have that different approach, and creative people do this. You're not just writing for that hit record, as we mentioned earlier. You guys are, you have that attitude, is okay, this is our project now, what did we learn from it? And here we go. You learn, you're like sponges, and you take in more, and then your creative side takes over. And when you're creative like that, you're always going to come up with something new. Always.
Yeah, I think you're right. The sponge thing is such a great way to put it too. And I actually do attribute a lot of the success of Nice Horse to kind of having that sponge attitude, where, because I think half of it is not being afraid to ask.
Mm-hmm.
And we asked so many people when we were starting this band, and I mean, truly, like, Katie didn't play the banjo before we started Nice Horse. She was
I
an
know,
acoustic
I
player,
remember
but
that.
yeah, she wanted to learn the banjo. And Krista is a classically trained bassoon player. She didn't play the drums before Nice Horse.
It's crazy.
But so we had a lot to learn, and we had a long way to go and grow as a band. But no one in this band that I have ever seen, and I watch it, and it makes me so proud of my bandmates and like of us as a band, is no one is afraid to ask. Like we if we want, like, we ask for lessons from other players that we respect. We ask for opinions, we ask for advice. We're never scared to ask. We don't, like, to me, you do more of a disservice to your career if you don't. It's And I know it can feel scary, and I think that, like, I don't know if when I was a younger musician I would have done the same thing, because in my head I thought I had to know it or else I would have looked unprofessional. But to me, it truly is the opposite. It like now, as the musician that I've grown to be, like I think you're actually less professional if you don't ask those questions.
It's true. It's really true. And that's why to the lot of the young artists out there, don't be afraid to do that. The problem is, as soon as they hear that no, they shut down. Instead of
That's the
taking
thing.
that no as a positive, like, what can I gain from that? I've just learned something right now, and you're going to hear it, but everybody still focuses on that negative response, and it shouldn't be. And like you said, you guys are saying and doing everything. What would you say to a younger Brandy if you had the opportunity?
Yeah, I mean, oh man. If I it actually it's
I'm
funny
waiting.
because I was talking, there's something that stuck with me, and younger Brandy did hear this, and she maybe wasn't able to ingest it quite as much as she has been able to now. But I remember when I was younger, and I feel like women in the industry especially feel this way, but I think it is still universal. I always felt like things had to happen now, or else it was going to be too late, and I was going to run out of time.
Oh, wow.
And that, like that the shelf life of my career would be so short that everything had to be done now or I would lose my chance. Like I would re like releasing a song, like, instead of w waiting and truly setting it up or doing things the right way, I'd want to release it right away because I'm like, well, I need to, I don't have time. And this was in my former project, Sydney, New York, and this was a project that I started as a solo artist, and then it grew to a duo with Krista, the Nice Horse drummer, and I. And I remember talking to a dear friend of mine. His name is Liam Colleen. He's a manager, and he said to me when I was on one of these, oh, I'm running out of time, like my career. He said to me. This is going to sound really, really like harsh, but it's so true. He said, "Brandy, no one's waiting for the next Sydney, New York record." And he was right. He was right. Like what? Like I certainly like I wasn't a big act. Like I and I mean even still, like could I have held off? Absolutely. I think there was always just this thing in my head that, like, I needed to release it for somebody, but I truly didn't. I was, and I think that, like, that idea of being able to take a breath and step back and know that, like, there is time. I mean, there's time. It took the members of Nice Horse many years in our music careers to find each other. Like Nice Horse was not the first project of any person in this band. We were all in different musical genres, in doing different creative things, and we came together in Nice Horse and found this together. But it didn't, like, it didn't start immediately at the beginning of our career, and nor did it have to.
No. So that's again, I told you, wise words.
Yeah.
Really wise words. It's so important because,
Yeah.
I think I was talking to Emerson Drive when I had them on last week. And, when I was talking to them, they talked about it because they were the boys band. They came out when the boys band hit, and that was part of the reason, you know, that they were so successful. But they were very strategic and very smart. They were ready and hungry, and they already had the work behind them, that they were playing all the bars, and, you know, they had shows booked already long before they even hit big in the States.
Yeah.
You know, as well as here. And so when they talked about it, it's just like they're at that stage where they were so in tune with what was going on in the music industry, really strategic when they released music, smart about looking at where they fit in to music and festivals and all of that. And they've built an entire career around that. And it's just when you have that capability of being able to slow yourself down, not have the negative thoughts in there, be positive about everybody in your band and wanting to succeed, but succeed in the way you can. And I think that's just really smart. Like, you guys have a whole, man, there's very few all female bands out there. And I know that you guys probably felt that, you know, that rock hard door to break through, you know, for such a long time to be able to get onto the radio and for anybody to take that seriously. Cause I know that's what goes along with that. But you guys came out and just, you know, it's that confidence in the musicians that you are, that personality of all of you, and you're so talented, every single one of you. It's kind of hard to ignore. And you made sure of that. That's what the key was. You made sure every single person saw how talented every single one of you were. You weren't just out there just to play and, hey, let's go out there, see if this works. You guys went out there taking every single part, like your position, you know, playing bass and everybody in the band really honing in on their craft and becoming so good at what they do. And that's the difference is. You guys are pros. You guys are so good. You care about what you're doing. I just want to mold you together with Jeff Dalziel and Pete Lesperance.
And love him. Well, it takes patience to do that. Like, it takes a lot of patience because when you don't have the immediate platform of, you know, like when you're not launched immediately and you don't have radio instantly, it takes time to make your way around to enough people so that enough people see. Mm-hmm. And it takes time, and it takes time to get good, you know? And I know, like, even when we're talking about, you know, when you were talking about Emerson Drive being really strategic, sometimes you don't get the opportunities that you probably deserved to get. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you get the opportunities you're probably not ready for yet. And
it's perfect.
Really what you do in both of those situations that I think is so important, because with those opportunities that you probably deserved that you didn't get, if you can just not take it too hard and just push through and you know, work to the next thing is, I think, so important. And then for those things that you probably didn't deserve to get yet, but you got, it's live up to where you should be. Like, just put the work in to make them know that you do actually deserve to be there.
You're gonna
it takes extra work getting those things that you maybe got. Like, and I know there's been times, like, as many times as Nice Horse has had the door shut on us, there's been times when people thought it would be novel to have an all-female band in a lineup, and we might have gotten hired as a novel idea, and we're, you know, you're never unaware of that, but we take the opportunity and we make sure that we're never a novel idea again. We're the band they want to book.
Exactly.
Like, it's not, and that's, I think, you have to live up to every opportunity.
As I told you, when, you know, it comes to playing on the road, playing as many shows as you can, and it doesn't matter whether it's for 10 people or whether it's 200 or, you know, 5,000, it doesn't matter. That's what makes you so good. Because if you can play in a small room like that and 10 people and not have it affect the show you put on, and you put on the exact same show as you would for 5,000 people that you do for 10, that's where you need to be. That's the mindset, and that's where you need to stay. And it's just, that's what makes a really long-term band that's going to stick around forever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys are so good.
Thank you.
You are so inspirational. You got to go as a motivational speaker, I'm telling you. You really do. I'm just saying.
Well, I mean, it's easy when you get to talk about what something you truly love all the time. You know what I mean? Like, and I also do feel truly passionate about, like, I feel truly passionate about helping artists that are coming up. Because I mean, I've made a ton of mistakes in my music career, and I'm kind of grateful for them, you know?
Well, because that's how we get better. That's how we become, you know, the artist that you are. You know, it's just like, that's how we grow. I think what I was thinking in my head is like, I know when the pandemic hit and I couldn't go on radio the same, and everybody was like freaking out, what are we going to do? Then everybody started getting laid off. And then they were starting to go away from the format of having the DJs in, and they didn't need the hosts anymore. And so many incredible radio hosts were getting let go. And I thought, what do I do? You know? And when I started the podcast, I remembered, you know, approaching the labels at that time. And the first 3 months, it was like, we don't do anything to do with podcasts. No, we don't do anything with podcasts. I went, no, there's a reason why, you know, the podcasts are great, because we are able to bring the true artists, not just the song, not just where it's going to be played, where you can get it, what shows you're going to be at. We bring the artist stories to life for 100%. The fans. 100%. Yeah. And they get to know you guys just by, you know, us being able to dig in deep and not being afraid to do it. I'm not afraid to ask anything. And I do.
Which is awesome.
See, I took a page from your book. I'm telling you.
I love it. That's why you're our people.
I just believe that there's just so much that we can do that just makes it so much more interesting, and it never needs to be the same show twice. And I think everybody's just so unique in their own way, and that's my job, to be able to do that research and understand what makes you guys tick and who you are, and bring that forward for the fans to see. That's what I love.
Yeah, well, you're great at it because you're very easy to talk to.
Oh, good. I am so glad. Well, you guys, as we say, are trailblazers. And that's what I name you every single time, because you guys are setting the stage to what...
There's no title that I would wear more proudly than trailblazers. So well, thank you.
You guys are doing that. And then some. You're kicking some serious ass right now. And that podium has just got your name on it every single time. I love the band. I don't know why I always think of Small Town Girls.
Oh, yeah. We love them.
Oh. So you guys know who they are too.
We do. We've played shows with them before.
I always look at... You know, that mentorship, I'm telling you guys are just killing it. It's just awesome.
Oh, thank you.
You guys are playing everywhere and everywhere. Like I said, you are heading to PEI. It is one of the biggest. You're headlining this one. It is one of the biggest country shows here in Canada. And man, what a lineup this year.
Oh, it's incredible. I'm nuts. Like, I'm so excited about it.
Well, look at the show that you are headlining. Okay, so you are going to be going on, as I said, you're on first thing, but then Luke Holmes is playing at the end. That show's sold out, already done. And it was already sold out before it was even out for the public.
It's true, yeah. It was sold out fast.
Crazy. So you guys are on the 7th. And like you said, you're going to be doing, what did you call it? The extra Luke Holmes?
Extreme headlining.
Oh, extreme headlining. I remember that one. I absolutely love that one. You guys must be so excited.
We are. Like, it's just so nice to, like, when we're coming back from this, now we get to do, like, I also love touring this country, you know, like, and we're really going all over this summer, and I could not be
took
happier.
A look at your schedule.
A better coming back party.
I took a look at your schedule and went, oh good god, these guys, they're gonna need like 2 months just absolutely nothing, just do not disturb signs on everything.
Oh man, yeah. Well, and then the same day we're playing Cavendish, actually one of our favorite bands, the Cadillac 3, is playing.
Oh, I know, I saw that today and I was like, oh, I would love to see them play. Love to see them.
If there's one band that I would love Nice Force to open for, it would be the Cadillac 3.
I want to see a collaboration between the two of you.
Oh, it would be so fun.
Oh, wouldn't it?
They're so great.
Oh, yeah. Man, everybody, I'm telling you, I don't know if they even know how much of an inspiration they are. Like, everybody looks up to them. Everybody.
Yeah.
In this They're industry. So cool.
And also incredible songwriters, like, amazing.
Well, we're putting it out there. We're manifesting this one.
Yes.
Co-write between the two of you. It would be so awesome. Man, I just would love to see you guys open for them. I'd be so stoked to see that show in a heartbeat. Oh, I would travel anywhere to see that one.
Okay, it's going to happen. It's going to happen.
There we go. You just keep me posted, I'm telling you, and I'll make sure I've got time and that this show doesn't get sold out. So I want to be able to see that one. I want to be down in the pit and shooting that one. So.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
I wish I was at Cavendish this year. I was doing Daughtry a few years back, and then I took 9 days just to go from one side of the coast to the other. And do all the lighthouses and just see everything that there was for PEI. And it's just such a beautiful place.
It truly is. It truly is.
Are you guys going to have some time there?
Unfortunately, we won't get a whole lot of time there because we're playing in Calgary on July 5th. We're going to fly out to PEI on July 6th. We play the 7th. And then we've got to fly back on the 8th because we're playing in Saskatchewan on the 9th. So we don't get much time there, which we're so sad. But we've been lucky enough to have an opportunity, even though we haven't performed in Atlantic Canada as a band. We've been out there a number of times visiting the radio stations. And every time we go out there, we have like the best time. We always end up playing music in someone's living room. It's awesome. So fun. It's just, we have a great time every time we're out there. And so, like, you know, I'll take, even if it's only 30 hours that we get to be there, I'll take it.
Oh, nice. That's so nice. Mm-hmm. Do you like lobster?
Oh my gosh, I love lobster.
Nothing like their lobster is just like crazy. I got it on the very last day that I was there because it rained for 9 days that I was there. And then the last day as I was getting on the plane, I was able to go, you know, just a few hours before I went to board the plane with my cousin, and we were able to get some lobster, and those are the pictures that I have, and it's just like, it's like finally, and it was just so good. It was amazing.
Mm-hmm. Katie and I are both also huge fans of mussels.
Ooh.
So we always, like, you know, we always love to have just plates and plates of mussels when we're in Atlantic Canada.
You have to. Oh man. Yeah. They're
much
like
to Krista's disgust because she does not like them at all.
Oh really?
But it's fine. It's more for us.
Well, because I went out on a tour. I remember going out in a boat, and it was just all the mussel fields and taking pictures of that and all the lobster, you know, traps and stuff. Yeah. I just loved those black and white shots that I take, you know, for that kind of stuff. But it was just so cool to experience.
So gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was really nice. Even though it was raining, I still went out there and shot every single day. I never missed. It was really cool.
I love it.
Are you guys okay? So you got new music coming out. You just finished recording some new music. Spill, girl.
Oh, and it's fresh. We just got out of the studio like a couple of weeks ago. We're in the studio at the beginning of June, and it was incredible. We worked with Murray Pulver, formerly Doc Walker, he's absolutely incredible, and it's always been a real priority for us to, you know, like, to play on the music that we release.
Mm-hmm.
And Jeff Dalziel, who we were talking about before, was a really huge supporter of us in that. He was one of the first producers we ever worked with, and he was always like, this is happening, and he took the extra time to make sure that, like, you know, because often in the country music world, like, you know, there are lots of great session musicians, but we're a band and we wanted to sound like one.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been really lucky to work with some producers that have really supported that. We worked with Jeff Dalziel for, like, through our entire birth as a band, and with Bob Rock as well, also, who was very adamant that we'd be playing on our songs on all our recordings, and Murray was no different.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just so great to play some songs that, and the songs that we recorded too are just like,
Is it different this year for you guys? Like your approach to the new songs this year and the writing? Something different? Or is it...
Well, and the funny thing is that the songs that we wrote this... Or that we recorded this session were actually a couple of new ones and that we've written recently. But one of them is one that we had written a long time ago. And we have always believed in it. And we write a lot. Like we write so many songs.
Yeah, all you guys write up a storm. Yeah.
Yeah, we are consistently like prior to 2020, Katie and I were down in Nashville every single month.
Oh, wow.
Writing. We would dog sit for people while we were down there. That's how we could afford to go down every month. We called it the Dog and Pony Show.
See, I'm going to do that. I really need to do that.
Yeah, and we still do it. Like now we're getting back into doing that and going more often again. But we love to write. And so sometimes you write so much and there's like lots of songs that you love. And this one got tucked away. And I don't know how it got, you know, it's almost like it was that piece of paper that fell behind the desk. And and we pulled that piece of paper out and everybody on our team kind of went, what? How did we miss this?
Like you said, right timing.
Yeah. And so we recorded that song and two new ones that we've written fairly recently. And they sound like my band, you know. They sound like us, and
I can hear it.
I'm in love with them. I'm in love with the songs, and
oh boy,
and that one piece of paper that fell behind the desk that we recorded, we wrote that with. It was one of the very first writes we ever did with Matresa Berg.
Oh wow.
Yeah, and we had always wanted to write with Matresa. Matresa, of course, is like, you know, a talented artist in her own right, but also an incredible songwriter.
Oh yeah,
who's written Kenny Chesney songs, Trisha Yearwood songs, and of course the unforgettable Strawberry Wine.
Mm-hmm.
She is one of our absolute idols when it comes to songwriting. And when we were touring with the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band.
Another favorite of mine. Oh
yes, and they are so amazing. We love them so much. They were so good to us, and still continue to be. When we met, Matresa is married to Jeff Hanna, of the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. And so when we first met Jeff that very first day of tour, and he was like, "Hey, it's nice to meet you." I'm pretty sure Katie and I said something along the lines of, "Hey, it's so great to meet you. We love your wife." we also love him.
Yeah.
But it just kind of came
too
out because
funny.
She's just like, yeah, she's just a real, I think she's a real strong female icon in country music and in the art of songwriting. And so and Jeff said to us right after we said that, he said, "Do you want to FaceTime with her later?" Yes. And so he introduced us to Matresa, and so we, you know, the next time we were down in Nashville, we started writing together, and that was one of the first ones we wrote with her. And
cool. What a great memory. And to bring that forward now, that's going to be so nice. Oh man, that's awesome.
We're so truly excited.
Is that going to be the first one you release?
I don't know, because to be perfectly honest, I listened to all three of these new songs that we just recorded, and I'm like, I don't know how we're going to choose which one goes out first.
Ooh.
I'm in love with all of them. I think they're all so great, and whichever one ends up coming out, each one has a really truly special meaning to me, and they all sound just so nice for us.
I really hope that you and I and the band can you know, make sure that we stay in touch. I would love to be able to be a part of any of the releases that are coming up and have you guys back on the show, because I missed two.
I would love that.
I missed two of them, and that was so sad for me. So,
oh no, yeah, we won't let that happen again.
Yeah, because Cowgirl was the first one when we had you on, yeah. And then I missed the other two, but it would be really great to be able to have you guys back on the show when you guys, so is it September that you're going to be looking at, maybe after the summer, or when is it?
That's what we're talking about, yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, we're looking to the fall, so.
Do you have a surprise for Cavendish? Usually you guys do something pretty special every time you're on stage.
We always like to do special things on
stage. Surprise,
surprise. We definitely, like, I mean, because, you know, we all really love to craft our sets to make them exactly how we want them. And I'll tell you, I think our Cavendish set is pretty special.
I guess you can't tell us anything about it at this point.
Well, I can tell you this, that there is one song that we just recorded that I think will probably be played for the first time on that Cavendish stage.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Man, they are in for a treat. They are in for a treat. So you're on stage at what time? One?
No, I can't remember we're on now. Stage actually at, I think, possibly 8:30.
Oh, at 8:30. We're on at 8:30. Okay.
But we are playing the Songwriter Circle at 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that there was a couple that you guys were playing. And then, of course,
which is always so fun too, because then we actually get to talk about the songs, yeah. Which is also I love doing those songwriter rounds.
Well, I've got some stuff that's going to be coming up that's in the works right now, and yeah, going to be
amazing.
I'll talk to you guys about it, and
you got to fill us in.
Yeah, I will, and I think you guys will really
enjoy
it. Maybe
we'll have
it.
To reignite wine at 9.
It's so funny that you said that, because there's wine involved, so I think that you'll be happy about that. Yeah.
Perfect. We'll be there. I don't even know what it is yet, but we'll be there.
So I got it in the works, so as soon as I get it nailed down a little bit more, and I will be in touch with you guys for sure, because you guys are going to be the first ones that I bring up for something like that.
Yes.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations on all of this. Is there anything else that's coming up that other, like, because you guys are just playing everywhere. I can't imagine that you would have anything else that you could pack in, but.
Yeah, well, I mean, coming up, we are really excited. I mean, I know we talked about the CCMA Awards. We also were nominated again this year. We were lucky enough to win Country Artist of the Year last year at the Western Canadian Music Awards, and we're nominated again in that category.
I know.
So that'll be coming up in September, which we're really excited for.
I'm hoping. I know Bill Miller and Jeff and those guys keep asking me if I'm coming out in September. I hope so. I'm crossing my fingers I might be able to, but, you know, we're just going to see how it goes. My son just moved out there, so I'm hoping
that's the perfect reason.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, the other thing I can't forget as well is the Be Nice Nation. We got to make sure that we're giving everybody an idea where they can get that information.
Yeah, 100%. You can find Be Nice Nation if you go to the Nice Horse website, nicehorsemusic.com. You can always find it there, or you can also find it at mybenicenation.com.
Very cool. Now, are you guys scheduled for Switzerland? And I know that was in the schedule before the pandemic. Is that a possibility still in Australia?
It's so funny because somebody asked me that the other day. We actually had a whole slew of European things lined up that were supposed to be happening in 2020.
I remember when I had you on, we talked about that. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I do know for a fact that a lot of them, because a lot of that stuff didn't get rescheduled for this year, but for next year. So
nice.
we really got our sights set on going back to Europe in 2023, which we've loved. Like, we've been lucky enough to go out and play in Spain and in France, and you know, we made it to Switzerland. We just didn't get to play. We just had to turn around and come back on the plane.
I know, that was terrible. I felt so bad. It's like, yeah, oh, really?
So close.
So close.
But I do know a lot of those European dates have been rescheduled for next summer, so we will be going back.
Oh, that's amazing, and I can't wait. You just, yeah, I got a cousin out there too. Just, you just never know. I know we got so many listeners out in Europe, and they are so excited that you're that possibility. And that's all I keep getting asked. So I had a couple of them again today to make sure I was asking if you guys were going to be coming out.
Oh, I love it. We will be back. We've loved touring in Europe. It's been so, like, every time we've gotten to, we've been so excited. It's been so lovely, and I cannot believe how many country music fans there are out there.
I know, it's nuts.
So great.
Yeah. Australia has just opened up the door for the Canadians, like, so amazing. And we've done that back in return. There's so many co-writes and so many, you know, featured artists that are on Canadian radio right now, and I've had so many. I just had Katie Hurd on from Europe.
Oh, amazing. Mm-hmm. Oh, amazing.
Yeah, so we've had a lot of them, and I think it's Haley Jensen that's going to be coming on as soon as she's back from Iceland. We're having her on too. Yeah.
Oh, that's so great. Yeah, it's true. I mean, the my partner Rob is in the band The Dungarees that spent a lot of time the last 2 years excluded, of course, out in Australia. I know they had a top 40 out there recently, actually this year.
Awesome.
It is really nice to have that camaraderie between Australia and Canada. I actually did my master's degree in Australia.
Oh, did you really?
I did, yeah. I lived in Melbourne and did my master's degree out there. So I have a special place in my heart for Australia, for sure.
Oh, man, you guys got to get out there. They will absolutely love you guys. They might just, you know, kidnap you and keep you there and not let you back into Canada. You just never know.
I wouldn't be mad about that either. We've talked a lot about, I would love to go to Australia. It's definitely on my bucket list of places that I would love Nice Horse to go.
Me too. My cousin swam for the Canadian swim team for the Olympics. And then she went on a trip out to Australia, just one of the places that she wanted to see as well. And she's a retired police officer. And she is now, like, she ended up having MS, but now she is the gold medalist, their top gold medalist in Australia. And she does the Paralympics, and she speaks all over the world. And she's just, like, such an inspiration. That's Carol Cook. She's just incredible. And,
I would say, yeah, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. So it gives me an excuse to get out there if you guys are playing at the same time. Mm-hmm.
That's true. That is very true.
We'll just have to see. Well, I know you guys got an insane schedule, and I've kept you on here pretty long. We've had such a great talk. I really enjoyed every time you come on the show. Yeah, it's been awesome.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It's such a pleasure to talk to you, and it's just, it's nice to be able to gab about, you know, the good things that are happening now. Mm-hmm. You know, the good things that we're getting to do now, you know, that now that we can play music again. It's so great.
I'm telling you, live music, there's nothing like it. And we just need that for our souls. And you guys feed it in spades. You guys are trailblazers. Please give the girls a hug for me and send them my love. And we still, when all this is said and done, I'm telling you, that wine is coming around the corner. And
yes, I'll get my glass ready. I mean, is there anyone right here? How did it get here?
I don't know. But it's here. Cavendish, here you come.
Yeah.
Prepare. You have no idea. Showtime party is arriving, and it is Nice Horse that's en route.
The party poppers are coming.
That's right. Okay, girl, you take care of yourself, and we will see you really soon, hopefully September.
I hope so.
Okay, thanks. Big hugs. Okay.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye. A great big thank you to my very special guest, Brandi Sidorek, for the Canadian country rock band Nice Horse, for coming on the show. God, they are just so incredible. What an incredible lineup they have for the Cavendish Beach Music Festival this year. They've got Luke Holmes, Darius Rucker, Dustin Lynch, the Cadillac 3, Mackenzie Porter, Hunter Brothers, Tyler, Joel Mason, Kelly Prescott, all on the 7th on the Thursday. That is an incredible, as well as Nice Horse. Friday, July 8th, headlining Darius Rucker, Maddie N. Tay, Washboard Union, Tennille Arts, Aaron Goodvin. There is so many that we're going to be posting on the magazine. So you'll be able to see everybody who is going to be on the different stages. So you want to make sure that you're checking those out. Saturday, July 9th, the last day, headlining is Dustin Lynch. Granger Smith featuring Earls Dibble Jr., Lindsay L., Stephen Lee Olson, Jess Moskaluk, David James, and again, the other stage as well. So there's so much going on. There's three stages, three different times of the day. So it's pretty cool. A great big thank you to my very special guest again, for Bridie, for coming on the show. She's going to kill it out there with Nice Horse. I've got some shows that are coming up. I got Kelly Prescott, Tyler Joe Miller, Mariah Stokes, Allie Walker, Katie Hurt, Emma Peterson, Quinton Blair, High Valley, Rock Band, Taming Sari, Weapons, Matt Rogers, Australian country artist Haley Jensen, Cadence Grace, The Prairie State, Emerson Drive, Gil Grand, Simone Miller, Dustin Bird, Kadu, Sean Austin, Michelle Wright, and so many more. Don't forget you can catch all the shows that you don't want to miss at musicsjourney.com. You also can check out all the articles, the new releases, videos, and reviews at nowandthenmagazine.com. Well, that's it for me, your host, Kim Sear. Thank you so much for tuning in to Music's Journey, and have yourselves a wonderful evening. I will catch you here next time on Music's Journey. Can you feel the rumble?
Go away and come back good and brave.
That was Trampoline, the latest single by multi-award winning country group Nice Horse. Don't forget you can download Trampoline on all streaming platforms and you can add it to your playlists and share it. You can also request it at your country local radio station. Here is Good at Missing You by multi-award winners Canadian country group Nice Horse here on Music's Journey.
Go out. I'm just trying something new, and look who I found. I look up and see your face, asking me what I'm doing these days. I'm getting really, really, really damn good at missing you. I could do it for a living, make it damn good at living too. I could do it for a living, make it damn good.